God?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Mr. West, please state your name for the record.
Jackie Lee West.
All right. We also have with us Officer Patrick West and Officer Jamie Hogg. You're still officer in this regard. Mr. Cimino?
Yes, sir.
Please set the stage for us.
Yes. Okay. Mr. Jackie L. West, commercial fisherman registration licensee, was convicted on September 13th, 2017 for three counts of obstructed call rings, on July 12th, 2017 for one count of obstructed call rings and one count of improper placement of call rings, and on April 20th, 2016 for one count of having in possession uncalled oysters. Mr. West was previously on probation for 1 year beginning April 1st of 2009, and you'll see the previous violations in your packet.
Officer West, let's address the uncalled oyster charge.
Yes, sir. The uncalled oyster violation occurred on February 10th, 2016. The violation took place in Mitchellville Marina. Mr. Jackie West approached the dock with vessel number VA-5750GG, identified Mr. West as a commercial waterman, did an inspection on his catch, and after we had done inspection, we had found that he was in possession of uncalled oysters. It's approximately six and a half quarts. And that was 2016. Do you need me to go to the 2017 call ring violation?
You were involved in that case?
I was.
All right, let's do that as well.
Officer Hogg might want to go first, because actually hers took place first, and then mine took
then
place.
Then let's do that. Okay. We'll go in chronological order. Officer Hogg.
On May 2nd, I, Jamie Hogg, was working in the capacity of a Marine Police Officer in uniform displaying badge of authority on boat patrol in Gloucester County. I was also with Officers Richley and Officers West. We began to check commercial crab pots for compliance in Mundy's Creek area of Gloucester County. Officer West and I pulled several pots that were located at Mundy's Creek that morning. Crab pots that were located and inspected that morning displayed the number C2752 and 0204. The crab pots that displayed 2752 on the buoys returned to Jackie Lee West. The violations were improper placement of the call rings and obstructed call rings.
On July 1st, 2017, I was in a marked police boat conducting inspections in the same area of Gloucester County in Mundy's Creek. At approximately 0:18:15 hours, I arrived at Mundy Creek located in Gloucester County. And I observed the orange line buoys marked with MRC number 2752. I pulled the crab pots and noticed that both call rings were obstructed. The pot had both call rings blocked with the wire attached to the pot. Once I discovered the violation, I continued to pull the rest of the pots and the line, working my way all the way to the end. During my inspection of the rest of the line, I found numerous crab pots that had call rings obstructed in the same manner. After pulling several pots with the same MRC number 2752, contacted VMRC operations and had them run the number. The number returned to a Jackie Lee West from Gloucester. I knew him from a previous encounter which happened in May with Officer Hogg. He had a history of having obstructed call rings this year. Once I recorded the violations, I tried several times to contact Mr. West to discuss his gear. Several attempts were made, but he did not return my calls. Mr. West was served on July 12th, 2017, at Gloucester County Courthouse, where he had the same violations for the other charges. I charged Mr. West with two charges of identification of crab pots, which had no numbers on them, and three charges of obstructed call rings on his crab pots. Mr. West was found guilty in Gloucester County Court on all three charges and fined $50 for each violation. Here's a picture of the call rings. These are several pots that were in his line.
Please continue.
That was it.
All right. Quick question. What was Mr. West's demeanor?
The day I served in the paperwork, he was kind of upset. We had a little issue at the courthouse, but it all worked out. I mean, he got a little irate but ended up taking the summonses.
Other questions from the commission?
When you say numerous crab pots, do you have? Can you give me a little bit of a number?
I believe it was the actual number was eight.
Eight.
Because everyone was obstructed or had a violation with the number on the pot.
And can I have a follow-up question, please?
Mr. Packard.
And he has a license for how many?
His license is 255.
Other questions from the commission? Mr. Zedron.
I'm looking at these pictures right now, and I'm looking at the call rings. Is this, the way they're obstructed, is that something that can just be caused by movement of water, or is this something that a person has to place there?
Mr. West, we'll give it just a minute here. We'll
have the question. Obstructed if it was hit by a vessel, but to have seven or eight pots where both call rings were obstructed, I don't think that's a fluke. It's more of an attempt to block the call rings.
Thank you.
Other questions from the commission?
I have a question.
Mr. France.
I think in your testimony, did you say there were two different numbers on it? You gave two different numbers.
There were two different sets that we checked.
Oh, okay. It wasn't two numbers on one course.
No.
Okay.
Other questions from the commission? Okay. Mr. West.
One thing, he couldn't call me because I ain't got no phone. Second thing, being pot to haul sand and moved them. I didn't know today. He bought me the pot. I didn't know today. Today I would fix them. But he bought them to me. I took the ticket. The time I'm paying the ticket, he ripped me five more tickets for the same thing. Same one call ring. He ripped me over and over, same thing. I didn't know it wrong. I'd have fixed it right there. That's all I got to say. I didn't know it was bad because when the whole thing moved, I lost a whole lot of pot. I never did find them. He bought them to me. Then he said he could bring my pots back. He never did bought them to me.
They don't haul sand in that area.
Yes, he do too. I sat right there with the hole. I've been living there 40 years. I ought to know.
Mr. West, there's a question here about the crab pots. Did you confiscate some crab pots?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many?
There are seven, I believe.
Are they down at the operations center?
At
the Gloucester Vita Center here. So after the disposition of this case, they'll be returned?
Yes, sir.
Correct. Good.
Like I said, I got five kids down here. I wouldn't lose my license now, if you know what I mean.
Mr. West, can you explain to us what happened with the uncalled oysters and the six and a half quarts?
I was working with somebody else at the time, and he was calling from, I didn't know. He was calling. Well, I got stock and went right straight to him, asking me. He didn't call me. I finally got him. He maybe put him on polluted bottom. I didn't know. Were you going to make the dust show there? He put them on private ground, on polluted bottom. I didn't know. We made me put them at.
What the code requires.
Yeah, no, he put them back to the sanctuary. He didn't win there. He went and put them on regular, some of that private rock.
Were you the captain of the vessel
no,
that day?
No, my brother.
Oh, so you weren't the captain that day?
I wasn't the captain. Every boat on me got in my boat. I worked with somebody else.
Okay.
That was the number off the boat that day.
Yeah, it ain't my boat.
Questions? Mr. Packard?
Do you have any explanation for the obstructed coal rings?
Like I said, the whole thing to move my pots. I didn't know they were there. I didn't know they had fixed them, you know what I mean? I didn't know they moved the pots. I didn't know where they was at. He found them. I didn't know. See, they haul around that way. They move them in a different place. I have moved pots three times in 1 week.
All right. Excuse me. Yes, Packard. So what you're saying, the movement of the pots obstructed the coal ring?
Sir.
Okay. All right.
They get back in the sink. They pull the pots right in with the inside of the sink, you know, and we didn't leave them right there. No, I didn't know they were there. You know, you drag anything but a sink, gonna bend it. You know what I mean?
The first violation took place in May. There was another violation in July. It was two separate cases.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Prince,
Officer West, in your opinion, do you think that could have happened? That the whole sink could have obstructed these? Bent these pots and obstructed coal rings, or?
Could they have obstructed every coal ring in all seven or eight pots that I pulled? I mean, every coal ring in every pot?
Yeah, did you do it? I had them pull. I had them mask to the frame like that. You know, if I'm going to block one, because why won't we block 240? Right?
I got a question.
Mr. Zito.
For the officer, I mean, you
You saw the pots. Were the pots bent up?
I think there were two that were bent. That were sideways. They were fine. They were just had a little curve to them or something. It looked like they had been struck.
Yeah, they pulled it back.
The gear was so old. Not very well kept. That was one reason why they could have been deteriorated also.
They've got good gear.
Mr. Prince.
Yes, Mr. West. Are you testifying that also in the first offense, May 2nd, that was...
The first offense. He gave me a ticket one day. Before I got a chance to tell him up, 3 days later, he writ me a, he kept the ticket written down and never give it to me. So a couple of weeks later, he brought it to me. The same part of the Zobo.
What I'm asking is, are you testifying that both incidences were caused by Hall Saints?
Yeah, the Hall Saints moved my heart 3 times a week. I could bring wit to him, prove it to you.
Officer Hawk.
The pots in violation on my case, the pots were confiscated and taken to a secure location in Gloucester. They were not left overboard.
Mr. West,
yes, sir.
Did you explain this to the judge?
I told him that. He just, like the number one, he's two numbers on the book. He just missed all of that stuff. I don't think he charged me for one call ring. That's what the judge charged me for. He said he didn't know what to do, so he just charged me for one call ring.
So as I understand this, you were in court 3 separate times.
No, 2 times. I got to court one day, time I paid the fine, he written me 5 more tickets for the same thing in the clerk room. And I had the pots on the show.
So the judge found you guilty anyhow?
Yes, sir. Are
there other questions from the commission? Mr. Smino?
Yes.
Where does these offenses, these convictions, fall in the matrix guidelines for the commission's consideration on a disposition?
They're using the guidelines for the blue crab fishery. We're looking at the obstructed call rings. The commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that 2 convictions of obstructed call rings within a 2-year period should result in a 2-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the matrix guidelines suggest to the commission to place Mr. West on probation for a period of 2 years from the date of this commission meeting, December 12, 2017, through December 11, 2019. Any failure on Mr. West's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the 2-year probation would result in Mr. West appearing before the commission for a hearing on a license revocation.
Well, that's the suggestion, Mr. West, that the board put you on probation for 2 years.
Right.
Do you have a reaction to that?
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine?
Like I said, I keep everything cut up. Like I said, I didn't know that the Hall's going to move my pots. I know that I had got them and fixed.
If the commission does put you on probation, you're going to make sure that
you don't appear here
again?
He called me last week, and it was a perfect ask. He called me last week at James Rowe.
This is the board's decision. What's the board's decision? Mr. Tankard.
I move to give Mr. West a 2-year probation as suggested by staff.
I second that.
It's a motion by Mr. Tankard and a second by Mr. Miner to place Mr. West on probation for 2 years effective today. Is there a discussion on the motion?
I would just...
Mr. France.
I would just say that we're looking at 8 violations in the last 9 years. And that's the only comment I have.
Mr. Tackert.
Well, and I would follow up. I saw that too. I see a couple more of those violations are obstructed coal rings. One might suspect that this is something you do on a regular basis.
No,
I hope that you understand that
yes,
if you come here another time, there won't be another time.
I know, sir.
That's actually a good way of putting it.
Yeah, I know.
You hear the message?
Yep, I hear the message.
Any other discussion? We have a motion and a second properly made here to put Mr. West on probation for 2 years effective today. Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. 2 years of probation, Mr. West.
Let's
make sure this is exactly right. You know, look, you seem like a good guy. I don't want to see you back here. I don't think any of us want to see you back here.
I don't want to get no tickets, no way.
No, it's not fun for you or for anybody else.
Yeah, you lose money, a lot of money, too.
Well, then there's that as well here. So if you go with the officer, he'll give you a letter that spells out your appeal rights in case you want to appeal the board's decision.
Thank you very much.
Happy holidays to you, sir. Thank you.